Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. Hope everyone is doing well. I will say I am doing quite well. I'm kind of not on a life high, but things have just been good. The past couple of days have been very productive, and I don't know, I've just been excited about the things that I'm working on. I'm working on new things, and I've been working on them or kind of starting to develop them over the past week and a half now. But I feel like things are really like coming into fruition. Like I'm actually getting into schedule pace of like really getting things done instead of, it's like less thinking and more doing now. Whereas for a while it was more thinking and conceptualizing and trying to figure out like, okay, how do I actually put this plan into action? But now the plan is fully into action and I'm just doing, and I'm just excited about the things that I'm working on. And yeah, it's kind of like a new chapter in a sense. I don't know what the chapter is called, but it is a new chapter. But I've been feeling good, and that's been really great because when I came back from India, which was now nearly 2 weeks ago, nearly 2 weeks ago, I was absolutely terrified to come back. And this episode is about changes, and I actually meant to talk about a totally different thing, but then I realized, oh wait, this is another change that's happened in my life recently, or that I've kind of initiated in my life, and it's worth talking about it too, because I think I've talked about it in bits and pieces, but I haven't really talked about the full-on experience. I think I was mainly waiting. I would have like rather talked about it in hindsight and been like, oh, you know, I did this change and this is how it turned out. But I think now that I've like gotten into a good pace with doing it, I can talk about it and just talk about sort of what I'm thinking going forward and what I've been doing so far. So yeah, we're talking about some changes. One of them is about content creation, because if anyone's noticed, my content has changed majorly. By the time that this episode comes out, it'll have been like 2 months or so since I changed everything around, but it's still quite recent for me, as in like a month-ish. And now that a month has gone by, I can like reflect and be like, okay, yeah, I did this whole change. And I realized I never really talked about it. I'd done some episodes, like I'd recorded some episodes about my TikTok break, but then I'm not really sure if I'll end up releasing them. So I didn't really talk about like the whole process that kind of led me into just like doing this massive change, and also like what I'm thinking about this change. And I don't know, everything kind of like ends up grouping together, because the two major changes in my life right now sort of like go hand in hand. And so anyways, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about life changes. And if you just happen to be someone who is on a similar path as me, where you're kind of going through this transition period, your life is changing in one way or another, whether it's something more exciting than what I'm doing or something more mundane as I'm doing, you can probably relate to kind of the feelings and emotions that come with changing your life around in a way, when your life was like steadfast in one way and now you're like completely trying to dismantle that and start from the beginning again, which really isn't easy. I think every time there's this major change in your life, there's a lot of uncertainty, of course, but also just a lot that you have to kind of process and deal with. And sometimes you don't really know how to do that. And I think now at this point in my life, I've done enough life changes, like spontaneous in a way life changes, where I sort of know that everything's going to be okay. I think I just like know that I need to just get to work instead of like pondering what's going to come out of it or like getting stressed about doing something different. I'm just like, okay, just get your head in the game and go do it. And then we'll figure everything else out later. I think the other thing is I've been trying to get into this whole mindset of like, do now, think later, or do now, figure it out later. So just apply yourself and see what happens, and then figure out like everything else that you have to figure out when you kind of like get into that position, if you do. That's the other thing. I'm like, right now I feel like I'm, especially the past couple of days, I've really gotten to this, my whole vibe right now is just pitching myself in a way. Like I am trying to pitch myself to new opportunities that are unlike anything I was pitching myself to beforehand, because doing this whole change and just seeing whether by pitching myself I can actually achieve my end goal in whatever it is that I'm pitching myself in. And I'm pitching myself in like multiple dimensions. There's like 3 or maybe even more dimensions where I'm pitching myself right now. And so the whole thing that I'm trying to figure out here is like, do I succeed in pitching myself and successfully getting what I want? Or does that become a fail? And then I can eliminate that and say, okay, this path didn't work out, but I still have these paths. Or like, now I've developed a totally new path. So that's kind of where I'm at. And yeah, that's just been me. So Okay, let's get into it. I don't know which one I should talk about first. Content, career. I don't know. Let's just get into content because then it flows into career. So if you've been here for a while, you probably know me from very openly admitting that I want to do content creation full time. And that was like my ultimate post-grad goal. Like I knew that it probably wasn't going to happen anytime soon out of post-grad, but I was very much trying to work towards that. That was like my end goal. And I was hoping that eventually I would get to that state that content creation would be my full-time thing. And to be fair, I never thought I was just going to do content creation alone. And that's why I had my other passions that I was also actively working on, art and writing. And there were other things that I always knew I wanted to like bring back or bring out as time went. You know, I thought, okay, the way that I saw it was like, I thought once I start making money off content creation and I can actually like do it lucratively in the sense that I can like sustain myself, like it could actually be like an income, which I knew was still going to take a really long time. But the point was that was like the goal that I was trying to achieve. So I thought, okay, when that happens, content creation will be my base. And then I'll have these other things that I'm working on as well. And they'll be like additional sources of income and like additional dimensions to this career that I've built. Like the whole idea was that I was going to sort of create my own career, like build your own career. Like I wasn't going to have just one set career that everyone has. Like I was going to, I don't know, like my whole title would have been like content creator, artist, writer, you know, like not just like content creator or just artist or just, you know, writer. Like that was my ultimate goal. And then I wanted to like throw entrepreneurship there eventually. Like I knew I wanted to create something of my own, but I was like, I need to first have a platform to do that. So I'm like waiting to kind of, my whole process right now is building that platform so that eventually I can like actually build a product off of my platform. But that's going to take time. So like my main goal in life for so long, basically for the past year, was to do content creation full time. It was sometime back in like July of last year that I was in this corporate internship. You've probably heard this millions of times from me now, but I was in this corporate internship. I was like, I simply cannot do this post-grad. Like if this is my life, if I am just a corporate girly and I sit at a desk from 9 to 5 and the whole thing, like I'm going to be miserable. So what can I do to change that or to avoid that? And I thought content creation. And initially my whole thought was, because I had this podcast at the time, which doesn't exist anymore, but I had this podcast at the time and I really thought that was going to be my saving grace. Like I thought that was going to be my ticket out of working a 9 to 5 where I felt I would be miserable in. But then obviously the podcast didn't end up working out. And that's why I think I was so devastated when it didn't work out, because I was like, I had big dreams for this. And I just don't, I think I didn't believe in myself. Like I didn't believe that I could pick up the pieces and then build something for myself off of what I was doing. But I kind of did, because then my TikTok started taking off, obviously not like taking off majorly, but like it was taking off in the sense that I was seeing all of a sudden, like after a really long time of posting and seeing absolutely no growth, no nothing, like no even possibility that this could be a thing. Like, did I ever think that something on my own was going to be my ticket out? No. Like I never thought, oh, I can build my own YouTube channel, or I can build my own, like I had a YouTube channel, but I was like, I never thought, oh, if I just put a ton of work into my YouTube channel, maybe this is my ticket out. Maybe it's not the podcast. Maybe it's my YouTube channel, or maybe it's my TikTok. Like I never thought that. I thought when the podcast didn't work out, I thought that was it. But then just right around that time, actually right before the podcast, I already knew that the podcast was ending at that point, but around that time I had a video blow up, and it was the first time that I had a video blow up that big. It now has probably like, I don't even know how many million views, but like 2 to 3 million views. And I'd never had a video be that big. And so all of a sudden I started to think about it a little bit more, and I was like, oh wait, maybe I can try and like start investing my time into this. Like the time that I was putting into the podcast, I can invest into this. And so I started like funneling a little bit more time, not a lot, but a little bit more time into that. And I started creating content a little more. And then in January, I started taking it a lot more seriously. And then in January, I basically went on this whole 8-month mission to really try and build up, where I was posting every single day without a break. I was always making new videos and all that. And I was very slowly growing, but I was still growing. And then in August, or well, end of July, I finally hit 10K. And 10K, I think, was my goal, because if you don't know, 10K is when you can monetize your videos. And so at that point, I was like, okay, if I can monetize my videos, then at least I can be generating something. I knew it probably wasn't going to be a lot, but I was like, I can at least generate some money. So then I can start building that. Then at least I'm getting paid, even if it's like $5. At least there's some money coming in, right? And then that's like the start of it. That's the start of actually getting to where I want to be, where I can like make this a fully lucrative thing, if that makes sense. So this was just where I was at. That entire year, I was very dead set on the fact that ultimately my main goal in life was to try and make content creation a full-time thing. Okay. I wanted to be like one of those influencers who like can move to New York because they just like make so much money off of influencing and blah, blah. Like I wanted to be that. That was my goal in life. I didn't want to be an influencer per se, but I wanted to build a life off of making videos. And I wanted that to be my main career path that I was following. And that was what I was trying to build towards. And so anyways, I finally hit 10K and I'm like, oh my gosh, we're finally here. You know, this goal that I set out for myself back in January, I finally hit it. And when I say it took a lot out of me, it did take a lot out of me. It was not an easy process. I'm so grateful for the people that have like supported me through the journey. With that being said, I do not want to ignore the fact that I put in so much time and effort and work and blood, sweat and tears into building up. That did not come easy whatsoever. And I feel like so many times we're like, as a creator, if you do build a following, you're supposed to credit the followers for your success. And obviously, like, would I be anywhere if I didn't have any followers? No. So obviously I'm grateful for the people who have believed in me, who, I don't know, saw one of my videos and thought, oh, this person's interesting, let me follow her, because otherwise I wouldn't have gotten to where I am. But I did put in a lot of work to get there. I feel like some people just like get it super easily. Like they somehow get thousands or tens of thousands of followers overnight and that's it. And then they can like do whatever they want with it. That didn't happen for me. And it's still not happening for me. I don't think it ever will happen for me. Like, I don't think I'm ever going to like wake up and all of a sudden there's like tens of thousands of new followers. It's going to take, I'm still like a good day, I'm making like 100 followers episode. And obviously, or not episode, a day. Oh my God. I'm getting 100 new followers a day, which obviously is really cool. Like, again, sometimes I have to look back as to where I was a year ago, where the idea of getting 100 followers a day would have been insane to me. But, you know, times have changed and standards have gotten higher. And I don't know, I just expect more. And that's just what happens when you create and you build up. You're less satisfied with your work over time. And that's what takes the joy out of creating videos. And that's something that I will talk about as well, because it kind of like adds to this whole change that is happening now. Anyways, long story short, when I finally got there, it was rewarding, but it also, I could very much tell that so much life had been sucked out of me in the process. And to be honest, I didn't really know whether I enjoyed doing what I was doing. I think I thought I enjoyed doing what I was doing, but when I really thought about it, I was like, I don't know. I just don't know if I feel good about this. I don't know if I feel good about my videos. I don't know if I feel good about what I'm talking about. I think at that point I was just like making to make. I don't know. There was no intention behind what I was making. I mean, sometimes there was, but then sometimes there just wasn't. And then the moment I went post-grad, I started posting like 5 to 8 times a day. And I thought, oh, I'm having fun with this. Like, I love creating and I love making all these videos. But I feel like that was draining me even more, because then I was spending pretty much my entire day on the app and just always engaging with it, seeing the likes and follows and comments come in, you know, seeing what other people are creating. And there was just a lot of negativity to it. Like, I don't know how to explain it if you haven't experienced it yourself, but I just felt a lot of bad. I felt a lot of negative energy, negativity around what I was doing. And that's not how you want to feel when you finally hit your goal, right? This entire time I thought, oh, I'm going to hit 10K and my life is just going to get infinitely better. And it didn't. And then when I took a step back, I was like, no, this is not good. I've been telling myself this is good. I've been telling myself life has been great. But like, when I really think about it, this is not good. It was almost like a cry for help. I think I was at this point where my content was like a cry for help. Like, I was just crying for help. I was like, please, someone help me. And then something happened and I, like, it shouldn't have affected me because it's happened so many times. But for some reason, I think I just hit a breaking point. It was sort of, honestly, it was coming and it just was a matter of like hitting that breaking point. And so I hit that breaking point and I was very angry and confused and just, yeah, angry, confused, sad, confused. I'm still confused. I can't lie. I'm still a little confused, and like there's still some negativity that's like lingered. But this launched me into taking a TikTok break. I saw an opportunity to take a break. I thought, okay, I've worked so hard to get to this point. I never took a break while I was working to get here. Let me give myself a break. And of course I thought, oh, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I come back from the break and everything's gone and that was the end of that. And like, okay, whatever. But I thought at that point, I'll take it as my sign. Like if everything just vanished overnight for me, I would take it as my sign to just stop. Would I? I don't know. When it comes down to it, I don't know if I actually would, but I like think about it now. I'm like, if everything just stopped, yeah, I probably would take it as my sign, but who knows if I was actually in that situation. So I take this TikTok break and I very quickly realize a couple of things. And the big thing was just like, I was like, oh, this relationship I have with TikTok is just incredibly toxic. And I didn't want to admit it to myself for so long, but it is. Like, it's really not good for me. And no one should put themselves through that. And I was like, well, I'm putting myself through this. You know, like I just spent 8 months putting myself through this and allowing this like toxic relationship to foster in my life. And at that point, it was kind of like, oh my God, I don't want to get back on. Like, I was like, I don't want to get back on. I can't do this. Like, I hate this. Like, I don't want to do that to myself. I was like, now that I recognize this as a toxic relationship, as something that's toxic in my life, bringing toxic energy, I don't want to have anything to do with it. There was still that part of me that was like, this is my dream. This is what I've wanted to do for so long. And I finally got to a point where it's like, you could actually do this. By what merit, I don't know. But like in my mind, I was like, you can actually do this. Like you've actually built up to something that you would have never thought you could have built up to. You couldn't even have fathomed that a year ago. The idea that there were 10,000 people who thought you were interesting enough to be followed. Never did I think that this was possible. And so I was like playing this little tug of war in my brain where I was like, ugh, like I don't want to get back on, but I also do. Like, I feel like I need to get back on at some point. Like, I need to do this. I don't know. Like, it was like, I couldn't fully let go. I was like, I'm not letting go. I'm just on this break. And whenever I'm ready, I'm ready. But I'm not ready yet. So I initially thought the break was just going to be like a week. And I thought it was going to be like a struggle for me to get through that break. But all of a sudden, I was like, no, actually, I really love this. Like, let's not stop. And so the break ended up going for 3 weeks. And I kind of had set like a hard end date for myself. And I thought, oh, I'm probably going to like get back on it before that hard end date. But I actually followed through until that hard end date. And I gave myself when I was leaving for India as my hard end date, because I thought, okay, at that point, my life gets more exciting. I'm doing something completely different. I can make my videos on that. And I'll feel more disconnected. What I realize is like when I'm at home, because it's not that I don't have other things to do. It's just like for some reason, because there's not like a ton of exciting things happening in my life and I'm not like preoccupied with those exciting things, I am investing my time that I could be investing into other things that would probably end up being more exciting in the long run. But anyways, I invest that time into being on the app and making my videos and stuff like that. And that just like wasn't good. I don't know how to explain this, but just none of this was good. And I realized I had a massive problem and I realized I had to do something about it. And a big thing was like, okay, well, if I am going to get back on, which is my plan, I have to figure out how to completely rework my relationship with TikTok. I cannot do that again. I cannot fall back into that. I cannot let it suck the life out of me and let it affect me in the way that it has. Like, I can't do that. And so I was like, what am I going to do? Like, how am I going to change this? And it was around that time too that I started to take a step back. I think because I had this realization, then I took another step back and I was like, okay, so I think there were two things. First off, all of this was happening. And so I took a step back and then I took another step back. And as I was taking steps back, I was seeing it more and more clearly. So that was the first thing. The second thing was, you know, I always said like, I'm going to pursue my passion projects until I feel otherwise. And I was starting to feel otherwise. I was starting to feel a little exasperated about what I was doing. And it's not that I didn't enjoy doing it. It was just like, I think it's time for me to move on. And I was pretty quickly starting to fall into this need to move on. I was like, it's time. At first I was like, yeah, I think it's time. And then all of a sudden I went full force into it. And I was like, it's time. Like right now I need to find something. And as I was doing this and I was like, okay, it's time to move on. I was like, okay, so my moving on plan was to find a job in social media marketing. or marketing, but like mainly social media marketing. And so I take this step back and I'm like, oh my God, no, I can't do that. I was like, because I knew that I didn't want to stop making content. That was never the plan. I always knew I wanted to make it. I just knew I had to take a step back and figure out how to like rework the whole thing. And I was like, I also want a job. Like I want a real life job. I want a normal life. I don't want to be a full-time influencer content creator. Like that, I don't want that anymore. That's kind of the last thing I want career-wise. I will always have it as a side hobby, side passion. Like it's something that I'm so passionate about. I can't give up per se, but I do not want to do this full-time. At all. No. Like, let's make this a fun little thing I do on the side. I need a totally different career. And so as I was taking the step back, I was like, well, then I also can't do social media marketing, because I was thinking about it and I was like, well, if I do social media marketing, that means my 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, whatever, is being on social media, being so actively ingrained in it, and like literally having my whole career be based off of that, and then coming home and still having to make my own, not having, but like making my own videos, because I would have still made them. And so then my life essentially kind of is like a 24/7 cycle based off of social media. The only time I'm not really doing social media is when I'm sleeping. Everything else is probably going to be surrounded around social media. And I was like, I don't want that either. Like what I just realized is I need to rework my relationship. I need to distance myself from all of this. I need to distance myself from social media, specifically TikTok. And so I was like, okay, great. So now not only has my plan A completely just like gone down the drain, so is my plan B. And what was after, and actually I guess technically plan C too, because plan C was like do social media marketing but abroad. So at this point I was like, my plan D is to get a PhD. Well, that's also not like, I'm not there yet. So then I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with my life? I don't know anymore. Like it was like, I thought I knew everything. I thought I had a plan. I thought I had a plan A and plan B. Like I thought I was going to be good. I thought we were going to be fine and solid, and it was never going to be a matter of not having something to do or not knowing what to do. It was just a matter of like, what do I do first, right? So now I'm like, okay, well, great. And I don't know how I came upon this, but I came upon doing a lot of like just internet searching and researching and typing in random words into the internet and then finding like career paths that I didn't even know existed, genuinely had never heard of in my life. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, this is a real job. People actually do this. And then I started doing research as to like, okay, if that's the job I want or like the career path I want to follow, like how do I get into it? And then trying to devise plans, because obviously I am a college graduate with a degree that is not related to the things that I was looking at. Also, zero experience. Can I use some of the experience that I have from the internships I've done, from my content creation journey? Like, yes, I can use that experience. I could very easily like package it into a nice little bow and be like, look, I might not have this, but I can offer you this and you're going to want that too. And like, we can rework things in your favor. But I also was like, if you look at my resume, like nothing on there is going to automatically scream, you should hire me, because I have experience and I have education backing me. Like, no, I don't have any of that. So I was like, okay, beautiful. Love that. Like we are starting literally from scratch. Like it's not even like there's a little bit like, no. We're starting from scratch. We're starting all the way from the beginning. We're starting from like when I was a freshman in college and had nothing on my resume. I had just started taking classes. Like we're going all the way back there, except now I've graduated college. And I guess this is probably the time where you're like, you could always go to grad school. And yes, true. Might I? Possibly. Like it's not completely. I think if all else fails, maybe I'll consider that. But that's not exactly where I'm trying to get to just yet, because I'm just not. But I'm like, okay, what's the plan? Like, how am I gonna get myself in here? So, and then, okay, the other thing is when this happened, there was like two different options I was thinking of. I thought there's this one career path where it's like totally unknown. I know nothing about it. I have no experience. I have no education backing me, like nothing. This is kind of like the optimal one for me right now. Like I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, it looks shiny and exciting and that's what I want to do. But then there's another one. And the other one would have ultimately ended in a PhD as well. But I thought, oh, like, let's start with just gaining some more experience. Let's not just go straight into a PhD or try try to like apply ourselves to grad school. Like, let's try and get some more experience, decide whether this is what we really want to do. And then PhD can be for like a year or two into the future, probably two, because application cycles for PhDs are happening right now for next year. So I'm missing that. I'm not planning on applying to that. So that was like the two options that I had. And I was like, ideally, I somehow find a way to do both. And so then I was like trying to like shape shift like a schedule that I don't have, but like I was trying to like make a way to like, I don't know. I was trying to figure things out. Okay. I was like, how do I do both at the same time? Let's just figure it out. So anyways, so this was just starting to formulate in my head, like this whole concept and new plan and like desire for change and sort of the start of this quote unquote career transition, career change that I guess I'm on right now. That all started back in the middle of August. And there were some defining factors that also kind of like played into it, where it just added like another dimension. Like, if you've heard about my lovely little crush, he just happened to waltz into my life right around the time that I was starting to question all of this. And I was like, oh my gosh, hello, you are giving me a piece of information that kind of like, it's like part of the puzzle. You gave me like a puzzle piece. It's part of my career transition puzzle. I'm going to fit you in right there. And I'm going to remember this information. Bookmark that for later. And it's funny because when I initially like started talking to him, I was like, oh, it's a connection in this way. And then later on, I was like, no, it's a connection in this way. So I was kind of like shape-shifting the connection. You know, I was like, you're valuable information, don't go anywhere, but we're like transitioning you into a different like piece of valuable information, if that makes sense. Okay. So anyways, then I go to India, and of course, you know, I go into the whole India trip with like really no clue at this point. Like, I was like, I wanted to do this one thing, and now I'm starting to feel like that's really not even an option for me. And I don't want to do the full-time content creation, which is kind of insane because the entire time I've been saying I want to do full-time content creation, I'm like, oh my God, wow, that just went out the window. And I wasn't expecting that. I really wasn't expecting that. Like, I thought I was really dead set on that. And I was dead set on that for a long time. But now, as I was going into the India trip, I was also coming back into content creation. And I don't know if anyone really caught this, but I like started posting content that I had been making during that break of mine. And I immediately was like, this is not good. I was like, this is not good. And so, because it was still very similar to my old content. And so at that point, I saw an opportunity to kind of just like completely change around my content. And like, TikTok content is TikTok content. Like, how much changing can you do? Not really. There's only so many forms of TikTok content you can make. But I think the way that I can describe it is I finally just decided to be all original. I was like, I'm not following trends. Okay, I know that maybe people don't see the element of this in it, but there is that element of it. When I was 11 years old, I really fell in love with filmmaking, and I would make short films. I would make those like little movie trailers that you can make on iMovie. Like, I got really into it, and then I started making, I think I first started with the trailers, and then I started making little short films. And then when I was 12 actually. Oh, I should change that. When I was 12, I made a 1 hour movie. And no, I'm not kidding when I say that. Like, there is a full on 1 hour movie that exists that I made. I came up with the concept. There wasn't too much of a script, but there was a bit of a script. I collected all the videos and edited them together. Like, it literally took me months to edit this 1 hour movie. And I did. I, at 13 years old, because I turned 13 during that summer that we were making that movie, I spent 2 months editing that movie to a finished product. I made an original soundtrack for that movie. Like, there is literally a song that I wrote and sang and produced and made the beat for that movie. I made a trailer. I did all of this, okay? And I just did it under my own volition. Did anyone care that I was doing this? No. Did anyone tell me I should do it? No. I just did it because I wanted to. And that was really like this big love that I had. I really, really, really loved filmmaking when I was in middle school. And unfortunately, I didn't bring that love into high school. I think high school really quelled any creativity I had in me. I thought, oh, I have to be purely academic. Like, there's no room to be a creative human being. And you know, what a powerhouse I could have been if I had just let some of that creativity shine, because I give myself major props. I think I was kind of insane as a kid. I was building out websites at 11 years old. What 11-year-old is building out websites? I had such an entrepreneurial, creative spirit. I was filmmaking. I made a camp. I would make camps actually throughout my childhood, from like age 7 to 11, like I would make camps. And for one of these camps, I literally made a website. There was a song. I made a song. I can sing the song for you if you wanted to. Like, I know the song by heart. There was a song. I made forms. I made all of those stuff for a make-believe camp. So there was a lot that resided in me. And I basically just like let it all die. Like, I literally like was like, you have to die, when I went into high school. And so high school, there was like some bit of creativity. Like, the one thing that stuck was dance, which is still a little bit more on the artistic side, but everything else was just like squashed. Okay. The moment I got into high school. And it's funny because actually one of the essays that I wrote for UCLA is about my filmmaking, even though I never did it in high school. So, and who knows, that might have been the reason why I got in. Quite literally, they might have read that essay and been like, wow, she did that. What I wish is I hadn't quelled that spirit, A, spirit spark. B, I wish I had actually talked about that more in my other essays for other schools, if that makes sense. Because the UC application is completely different from all the other applications. And so I only applied to UCLA, UC Berkeley. And the stories that I told, specifically the filmmaking one, because that was like the one that was really unique to the UC application. Like, I didn't write that anywhere else. I don't know. I wish I had done more of that in, but anyways, whatever. Like, it's fine. I ended up being fine. Okay. I graduated college. Like, we're all good. I have a degree. Anyways, so I always had this filmmaking spirit in me. And then I tried to bring it back when I was in college, because my first quarter at UCLA, I joined this filmmaking club and I was part of one of the movies. I was a behind the scenes director on it, but I don't know, I just didn't really enjoy it. Maybe because of my role. Like, behind the scenes director is a little of a weird role, because you just collect behind the scenes content and like there's not really anything creative in that either. And then we had like a head like director, and he ended up doing everything else. Like, I just showed up to, I mean, this was all done over Zoom, but I just showed up to the sets, the virtual sets, and recorded it. And that was it. That was like my job. So I didn't go back to that club afterwards. Ironically, I am credited with starting someone else's career in filmmaking. One of my friends, when he told me this, I literally, he was like, yeah, like, I credit you to my career. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, I did nothing. I was like, I haven't talked to you in years. What do you mean I helped you jumpstart your career? But then when he explained it to me, I was like, oh, I did do that. Wow. Well, that's a nice honor to have. Okay. Anyways, I still kind of never really, like, I never brought that back out. And what I feel like post-grad, or at least the last year for me, has been finally bringing back that spirit that I had when I was like 11, 12, 13 years old, when I didn't care as much about what people thought or what I had to be, what I thought I had to be, what I thought people wanted me to be, you know, X, Y, and Z. I feel like I've been trying to pull that back out. So like, for example, the art stuff, like, I was really into art throughout my childhood. And I actually really wanted to go to an art and design high school. I didn't get in. But the point is, like, I worked towards that when I was in middle school. Like, I was taking art classes. I was developing an art portfolio to present to the school as my audition. I did the audition twice, actually. And so, yeah, I very much at that point was very artistic. I was very creative. I was very entrepreneurial. And so basically, I've been just trying to kind of like rework everything and bring that spark back to my life. And that's why I feel like post-grad has been, obviously I'm super privileged to like be able to take that time to like bring that stuff back out, but it's been so crucial for me to like have time to myself, because if I don't do it now, when will I ever do it? But I really think it's that spirit that I had when I was younger that still lives within me, but just got like crushed, and now I'm like trying to pick up the pieces and like put it back together. It's that spirit that I think is ultimately going to help me go far in life. And so anyways, I'm slowly bringing back those various aspects. The artistic aspect, the writing aspect was another thing. Like, I once wrote a film review for like a movie, and the director is my aunt. So kind of a nepo baby situation, but I just wrote a review at 13 years old for her movie. And then I sent it to my grandmother, and then my grandmother sent it to her. And then she was like, oh, this is so nice. Like, let me post this on my Facebook. And then all of a sudden the actors of the movie were, and this was like a movie that was on Netflix. So like, it was a fully legit movie. Anyways, so like all of this stuff has lived within me. It's just not had the opportunity to come out in any way, shape, or form. So what I'm realizing now is I'm actually trying to kind of bring back that filmmaking part, because I thought I was like bringing that back out by making my like little silly, like not silly, but like my YouTube videos. I mean, YouTube videos, yes, there was still a lot more of like a filmmaking element to it. Like I was very intentional about filming things and trying to like be more cinematographic in the way that I was making these videos. But sometimes they were also just really basic, like just basic vlogs where I was just filming myself and then just like editing things together. And that was it. Like it was very simple. But with the TikToks, like I never really did that. You know, at first it was like I was just following trends. Then I started talking to the camera. And then for a really long time, it was just like a mix of like talking to the camera and following trends. I was always doing what everyone else was doing. Like there was never like any creativity necessarily in the videos I made. Obviously, the videos that I made sometimes were unique to me. Like there were topics that other people weren't necessarily talking about, or like, yeah, like I was talking about topics that other people weren't necessarily talking about. And so that usually helped that video do well because it was unique that I was talking about a situation that actually a lot of people experience. But like in terms of actually making the video, there was really nothing unique about it. There was no like creativity thrown into it. It was very simple. I just set up my camera. I started talking to it. I would like edit it together, maybe put a title, post it. Easy. I mean, yeah, it's really easy to do that. Now I've started to think a little bit more creatively in terms of my videos. I've thought about, I mean, I mainly do voiceover videos now. Like I really avoid the talking videos or like actually like standing in front of the camera and like talking to you. But I kind of like think about like, how can I capture the essence of what I'm trying to say or an experience that I'm having on camera? And I'm not saying like I'm this filmmaking genius that's on TikTok. Like, no, I'm not. I mean, definitely not. But the point is like, I'm falling back into familiar patterns a little bit, not a lot, but a bit, just a teeny bit. The thing is, I'm more intentional about what I post. You know, for example, I only post maximum once a day. There's also times where I'll take like breaks between posting, like a couple of days off. I, like yesterday, for example, I like spent the entire day off the app. Like I deleted the app the night before and then I didn't get back on it until I believe this morning. Time is kind of weird. So I've tried to be very intentional about how I use the app. Also, the first couple of weeks that I was back on the app, I never even watched anything on there. Like I wouldn't scroll or anything. Now I'm back to scrolling. Oops, guilty pleasure. But yeah, I was very intentional. I also like sometimes I'll see trends and I'm like, ooh, like I have a really fun thing I could do to that trend. But then I'm like, no, I'm not doing trends anymore. I'm not trying to follow trends. I'm just creating my own content. I'm being authentic. I'm just doing what is right for me. And I'm not trying to do what everyone else is doing. And yeah, maybe like my content isn't necessarily that unique, but like I'm finally doing what I want to do, not doing what I think I should do to try and like get views and follows, or like even to just like make sense to other people in a way. Like I'm not even trying to make sense to other people. Either you get it or you don't get it. Like the other thing is I feel like my voiceovers, for example, have gotten increasingly, there's more of a personality behind them. Like I'm finally showing a personality. And honestly, half of what I post is just like pure humor and also mainly sarcastic. I'm just being funny. I'm not trying to be serious about anything I'm saying. Like it's all just funny business, really. And then like occasionally I'll throw in like the more serious TikTok because I do think it's important to talk about things that are a little bit more vulnerable from time to time. But my main content at this point is just funny. It's just a fun, I just think about the most like insane little catchphrases I can use. I laugh in my videos now, like as in like in my voiceovers. I'm just having fun, essentially. That's my only criteria for making my videos. If I had fun making that video, amazing, I share it. If I didn't have fun making that video, then why am I making it, right? It's no longer like, are people gonna get this? That means people don't get it. I've gotten so much, like I feel, well, I don't even care anymore. I always kind of felt misunderstood in one way or another because there's always gonna be those comments where they just don't get it and you're like, hello, how do you not get it? But then you're like, you're not living my life and you think you get my life and that's why you're making comment, but like you don't get my life. But that's not what I'm trying to aim for. I'm just trying to have fun. And I will say the one thing I really liked about where I was at with my content, even though it was very, I was in a very negative space with the whole thing, what I did like about my content before I took this break was the fact that I had a community and I could interact with this community. And I feel like I've kind of lost touch and I've had to lose touch because I'm trying to protect myself. And I'm not saying like protecting myself is losing touch with the community, but it's being less involved with what people are saying, even if it's good. I try to avoid reading my comment sections now. I try to avoid reading the comments that come in. I also, so TikTok will like filter out hate comments, or at least what they think are hate comments. And I don't read those comments anymore, because there's like always at the, like if someone left like a hateful comment and TikTok filtered it out, there's always the option to approve or disapprove it. And you can click that button and then you'll see the comment and then you know what the comment is. And I used to do that all the time. Automatically, if I saw that that was popping up on one of my videos in my comment section, I would automatically press a button. I would read it, no matter how harmful it was to me. I would read it. I would deal with it, the whole thing. This is part of why I hit a breaking point, because I kept doing that and I kept repetitively seeing these comments from people that were not so nice. And you could only take so much hate before you blow over. And I think I'd finally hit my breaking point one day where I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I can't. And so when I came back, I told myself, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not looking at those comments. So I don't. So I actually, luckily, don't see probably most of my hate comments. It's so funny because also like recently, you see, because back then, the chances that I would get that approve or delete message in my comment sections was like, let's say maybe 50-50. I'm getting hungry. It didn't pop up on all of my videos. It honestly maybe didn't even pop up on most of my videos, but it would pop up every so often. Now it pops up on pretty much all of my videos. So I know I'm getting hate comments now on all of my videos. Also, if anyone's noticed, well, we'll see. This episode will come out like a month later, but all of my content has been getting really good viewage, in the sense that the views have been so much better than they ever were before. Before, I was hitting a solid like 1,000 to 2,000 views per video at most. Now I'm averaging more like, well, I'm averaging probably like in the 10,000s views. Some videos do have less than 10,000. The one that has the least right now is one of my vulnerable TikToks. And I kind of was like, I knew this was going to happen, so it scared me a little bit. But that one has like maybe 2,000 views. But that's been the lowest viewage I've gotten in the past month. I'm not used to getting so consistently. And I'm like waiting for it to all crumble. And that's why I'm like, right now I'm enjoying the whole process, but I'm like, what happens if my view count starts going down again? Like, will I get annoyed? Will I start to kind of not enjoy the process anymore? Like, I don't want that, because I have been just creating content for fun, and I'm hoping that's not the case, but I can't lie. I mean, I see the views, right? Like, I know what's happening. I see the followers come in. So it's hard not to it's hard to completely disassociate from the viewage, especially because it's been going so well. Like, I just hit, well, now it's at like 1.6 million, and I haven't had a video hit in the millions since October last year, or maybe December, something like that, around that time. So it's been a good hot second since I've had a video hit a million. I've had a lot of videos quote unquote blow up since then, as in like they've gotten a lot of like likes and comments, but in terms of views, yeah, it's been a while. And I'm like, am I just peaking right now? Like, is this my peak? I feel like this is my content creator peak. I also got PR for the first time recently. Today, I did another like PR gifting situation, and I assume that'll be coming in like a week or two. I feel like I'm peaking right now, okay? I also probably made the most money I'll ever make off of TikTok in the month of September. And obviously, it's not like, can I do a lot with it? No, not necessarily. But just the fact that I even like made that amount of money is insane to me. I would have never been able to predict that I would make that much money in a singular month off of TikTok. Yeah, I just didn't see that coming. And I think that probably was my peak. I don't think I'll ever make more than that. But it was really nice. It was a really cool experience. And yeah, I mean, it's nice to get paid for your work, especially because I've been putting in a lot more work in it now. Like, it takes me hours to edit my videos now, whereas before I would just like hop on to TikTok, like spend 15 minutes recording, editing, and then I would post. And obviously I was doing that, like I had the capacity to do that like 8 times a day, because 15 times 8, it's not actually too many hours of the day. But now it's like one singular video will take me like an hour to fully, besides the filming process, that's a whole thing in itself, but besides filming, like to actually edit it, it's probably going to take me like 45 minutes to an hour to edit and finalize one video completely. So anyways, yeah, my content has changed, and I think the one thing I miss is having that community. And so I've been kind of thinking about it, and I was like, what if I were to like kind of start my own private club? I don't know if anyone would be interested in that, but I'm sure there would be like at least a handful of people. And I also like, I've been seeing those people less. I've seen some of them still comment, but it's been less of like people commenting. And I feel like you guys are there somewhere, just hidden, and that's fair. Like, my content right now isn't exactly the type that you like can necessarily relate to or like would have a reason to comment on, you know, that kind of stuff. Sometimes people do comment, but like it's not, if that makes sense. Anyways, but I was thinking about it and I was like, what if I were to just start my own private TikTok club for the people who, you know, were supporting me beforehand and would comment on my videos and who I would interact with and who I had like built like a rapport with, Okay. Anyways, that I'd built sort of a relationship with, because I feel like I built like kind of relationships with people, you know, like I could give you like literal names of people who would comment on my videos a lot. And like I see them liking my videos sometimes and I'm like, oh my God, there you are. Like, hey, like I miss you. But also I'm like, why would they comment? You know, like my video isn't necessarily, my content has changed essentially. And they followed me for one type of content and now my content is different. And so I have been thinking about it and I was like, what if I just were to start my own private club? Yeah, start my own private club. I was thinking of using my second TikTok account that I'd made a while back that was like supposed to be as my backup. And there were a couple people who followed it. I think I have like 12 followers on there, but I recently privated it so that possibly I could ask people to kind of funnel over there. And like, if they were supporting me before, I would be like, please follow me. So I thought of making like a whole video to that too. I don't know if those people are going to see it, but I kind of hope they do, just because, yeah, I mean, I do miss interacting with people and I miss having that community aspect. But I think in order to protect myself on my main account, I have to be a little bit more uninvolved in the comment section and that kind of stuff. But that doesn't mean that I don't want to still connect with the people that I was connecting with before. And I feel like the only way I can really think of doing that is just like starting my own private club, essentially. It's like, if you were nice to me, you can join the club. And if you were not nice to me, well, yeah, that's on you or something like that. I don't know. I mean, if anyone has seen this, probably if you watch TikTok, but supposedly Chris Olsen did this. My idea wasn't necessarily based off of that, except I guess maybe like subtly or like subconsciously, like I kind of pulled from that. But what I heard is he started a second account that he privated and then only let people in to like kind of like calm down the hate that he was getting on his main account. And I know his is like, he shares, I saw a TikTok about this, okay? And so I don't know if this is true, but apparently he shares like really juicy content on this private account. So of course everyone wants to join. That wouldn't be my thing. My thing would be like more just like having fun on the account. I also can't exactly guarantee that I would post like super often, but it would just be like a way to like still stay in touch with the people who have supported me since before I hit 10K and before I kind of like did a transition in content and stuff like that. And yeah, I'm very much thinking of that. I'm just like trying to formulate like, how would I do that? And whether people would even join in or whether people would not care or not want to be part of it, I don't know. So, and I feel like it would be fun because then I could also like do like life updates. I'm not saying that I would just like talk 24/7 on that, but I guess I could like keep you guys still part of my life in a way. Like I could give you updates on my life and like be like, hey, this is what I'm up to. And I know maybe like you saw a video of like me, like, I don't know how to explain this. But, you know, just like have that community aspect, still have it. So, and I feel like that also makes sense because I had a spam account just for my friends that got deleted around the time that I got off of TikTok. And it was devastating realizing that TikTok had actually deleted that account, because it wasn't like it was even that inactive. Like I probably hadn't posted it on it in a couple of months, but I would like come back every couple of months and start posting again. And TikTok just for some godforsaken reason decided to just wipe the account. Like I knew that they were going to wipe it because they required me to do an age verification. Like that was what they wanted. They wanted an age verification and I did an age verification. It failed. And I was like, okay, great. So I just gave you the one way to verify my age. So how else am I supposed to verify my age if you're not going to believe anything? Anyways, as I was saying, yeah, so they deleted that account. And I try not to think about it because that account has like so many memories. Like it goes back to my freshman year. Well, it's gone now, but it goes back to my freshman year of college. And there was just so much on there. But you know what? I also kind of think about it and I was like, maybe it was for the better that it got erased, because that just like encompassed my entire college era. And sometimes I would like go back and like look at particular videos from like the past. And it was like, did I really need to be doing that? No, not necessarily. Do I need to be looking into the past for funsies? No, not really. I think I'm the type of person who'd rather A, focus on the present. I should be focusing on the present, but B, also just like think more about the future. And so I think that there was kind of a benefit, and it's not like I necessarily miss it. I'm not like devastated anymore. It's been like 2 months now. Like, it's not that I'm devastated anymore that it's gone. It's just like, why did you erase it? I don't know. So I kind of thought about it and I was like, well, I no longer have that spam account where I would just like post random, like the purely random content on just for fun for my friends to see. And I also don't have the aspect on my main account anymore where I can like kind of engage with the community. And why not? Why not? So I don't know. I'm thinking of doing that. I feel like no one is going to actually message me and let me know what they think. But if you get this far and you hear this, let me know what you think, whether I should do it or not. I'll probably launch that at the end of October. So probably by the time this episode comes out, actually maybe like right around the time. Okay. Anyways, so content has done a change. I also don't want to do content creation full time. So that's changed. And then career change is something that I've been kind of working on. So it's been this process of, I think when I was in India, I was very much conceptualizing different alternatives I have in terms of breaking into the industry that I want to break into. Main thought was just try and get an internship somehow, some way. That's not off the table. But obviously, the thing is, the way that it works is like this industry has like, well, specifically the kind of internships I was looking for, they like work in cycles. So you can't just like get an internship whenever. You get it based off of kind of the season in a sense. So the next season would be spring, like spring internships, but they start in January. So not actually in the spring. And then I think they go until like May. So regardless, whether I get this internship or not, or if I do one of those internships or not, I still have this time to kill. And obviously, I mean, should I live with the intention that I'm going to get an internship? I don't know, probably not. I should probably just like try and figure something out. And then if it just happens to work out, like it does work out, if it doesn't, whatever. But I have I haven't gotten to the place just yet where I was like, oh, I could throw myself into something else. And if I end up throwing myself into that and it works out and then the internship doesn't work out, that's fine too. So what I've been trying to do is just kind of build on my own. So there's a couple things that I've been working on. One thing is like completely unrelated to career stuff, but it's giving me a purpose and I'm really excited about it. And I'm actually working on it with my sister who's laying behind me. Okay. We're planning on launching that probably late October, but I've already started the process of developing everything and doing stuff. And it just excites me. And I think it's something it's like an ever-changing thing. And it's not just like one singular project and you're just doing one thing. It's like you can always develop new projects for it. And I just think it's so important. Like, I feel like we need more of that in the world. Or I feel like we're doing something good, essentially. And that feels good because definitely being on the internet has really made me question as to whether I'm a good person, which is crazy because I'm questioning this because people have decided it's a good idea to hate. And it's like, why should I question if I'm a good person because someone who thought it was okay to hate on a random stranger? It's like, at that point, you're not better than me. So why am I questioning whether I'm a good person? Like, in that case, we should all question together or none of us should question. And I have a feeling you're not questioning. So why would I question? So I've had to kind of take a step back from that. I think that was also part of it. Like, was I going to try and please every random stranger human being who decided that they wanted to hate me for some reason, even though they don't know me, just make like a general assumption about me or just whatever it is? Was I going to try and like please them, try and like do life for them because they told me that I should do life a certain way, or I should be a certain way, or I should not be a certain way, you know, the whole thing? Or was I going to just do life for me? And I was like, well, I mean, it took some reflection, but then I was like, the answer is that's a no-brainer. Like, I do life for me. Are you crazy? Why would you do life for someone else who's not living your life? Exactly. So anyways, what was the point of that? I forgot what the point of that was. Anyways, long story short, I am working on that. Then I'm working on building something else. And this is my alleged trying to get my foot into the door into the industry that is A, really hard to get into. B, I have no experience in. It's kind of just like, could something come out of it? I don't know. It's something I want to try and see where it goes. And I'm not going into it with the expectation that it's going to lead me to where I want to be. But I'm also like, it's a possibility. It might open some doors in the long run. And that would be cool. I would not be opposed to that if the doors just happen to open. But ultimately, I'm also like, if it doesn't work out, then at least I can say I did it. You know, like it was something to do in the time being. And it was interesting enough. And I'm interested in it and I'm excited about it. And I just want to see where it goes. Like, I just want to start it and see where it goes because I feel like it's one of those things that you just start and you don't really know where it's going to go. Right. Like, I don't have any expectations for it. I just know what I want to do right now. And then who knows? Like, who knows? Right. But this requires me really just like getting out of my comfort zone and pitching myself and essentially asking people to like let me into their life. So anyways, I haven't even started the pitching process with that, but I've started like accumulating information that I need in order to pitch and then also creating a pitch that I can use. Another one is having to do with the research stuff. I just today started pitching myself for that. And it was also like a couple of days of just like planning the pitch and looking into like, I'd spent actually quite a while looking for labs and stuff like that that were of interest. But I finally am like, okay, it's time to pitch. So I pitched to two labs today and I'll probably pitch tomorrow, but I wanted to just start somewhere and see if anything comes out of it first and then I can pitch tomorrow, I guess. I don't know, something like that. So then it's those two things and then the other project I'm working on, and ultimately my days are filled and I'm very happy with what I'm doing and I'm still making content. It's kind of slowed down right now solely because I still have a lot of India content and it's going to still last me a couple weeks. In a couple weeks, I am traveling again, and so I'll be away from home for about a week and a half, likely, and so there will be some content I can make there, and then, yeah, and then I don't know what's going to happen in, so today is October 2nd, so like looking at October, I'm like, okay, I'm at home for a little bit, I have one thing scheduled for next Friday that I need to get done regarding one of the projects, then I have a trip. And I'm going to try and get some work done for one of the other projects while I am there. And then I come back and then I have another trip planned, but it's a very, 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 very short trip. And I will do that. And I will also today that I'm trying to like, I don't know how to explain this. Anyways, it's regarding one of the other projects. The initial project I was talking about, if that makes sense. So I'm going to try and do some stuff for that while I'm taking that trip. And then basically I come back and then it's my sister's birthday. Then it's the elections. And I think I might be doing something on election day, which is unique and different. And I've never done it before. Then the following day is my dad's birthday. And then I don't know what else November is going to hold. But essentially, I feel like I kind of have an idea as to like what the next month is going to look like. And then after that, I have no clue. Who knows? My life could change drastically. It could stay the same. I don't know. But the point is right now, I'm just pitching myself to work on changing my life slowly, but surely. I recognize that nothing comes overnight. And it's going to be a work in progress, and especially with the two projects, specific projects that I'm developing, like it's going to take time to build up to like something bigger. If it does build up to something bigger, it could take even years. So I just have to like accept that I'm going to be in it for the long haul. But ultimately, I just feel like I've been so much happier, and being more distant from TikTok and content creation, life has just felt more rainbows and butterflies. And obviously, life is not perfect, and there are days that I stress out and I'm like, am I ever going to get to where I want to be, or am I ever going to succeed in anything? Like, is everything going to work out? I don't know. But A, I believe in myself. And B, I think because I've been able to remove myself from the whole TikTok world drama, all that a little bit, I've just felt so much better. And it's just made me more excited. And I've been able to really focus on my life and generating my own joy rather than trying to find it in an app, if that makes sense. So anyways, that's the long story short on changes that are happening in my life. And again, I have no clue where these changes are going to take me. And who knows, maybe in a couple of months, there's going to be a totally new transition and more changes and new ideas and new projects and stuff like that. But I also am hoping that these projects kind of continue on, because, well, I'm excited about them now, I guess. I was excited about everything I was doing a couple of months ago when I first started it off. But I hope that excitement persists and we'll see what comes out of it. And yeah, that's basically been my life, and that's been life changes, and it's just ever changing, obviously, but I don't know, I'm excited about this. And I guess by the time this episode comes out, it'll be like in a month from now, so we'll see how things are going and progressing. And yeah, I think my one big fear is I feel like I am the type of person to kind of change my mind on things. And that does make me scared, because I'm like, oh, what if I'm going to change my mind again in a couple of months and then I have to start from scratch? Like, am I ever going to find something that I really, really am passionate about and I really want to stick to? And like, goal is that I will, but I just like don't know. I don't know. And that's what scares me. But I'm trying not to let fears get into the journey and just like let it happen, see what happens, and just trust that if that's the case, like I'll figure something out. And also by then I'll have more experience and broader experience, and hopefully I can pull from that bucket of experience and it'll be easier to like change around if I do want to change around later on. But I don't know, we'll see. So Anyways, that's me. That's my life. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. I will see you guys in my episode next week. Bye. Love you all.